Balzer and Bray and Harper Audio present The Cursed Sea by Lauren DiStefano, performed by Billy Fulford Brown. 1. The dead princess of Aerod returned to her kingdom at sunset. The kingdom itself was none the wiser. Will arrived unceremoniously, amid weary travellers and crates of fabric bolts and sewing notions. Moments after disembarking and regaining her bearings, she could already see that the kingdom was different, darker somehow. The winter clouds were grey as smoke, and the people moved about the capital in collective silence. Even the small children did not cry or laugh as they were harried this way and that by adults taking hasty strides. The snow had yet to arrive here, but the late October air carried its ominous chill. Winter came early in the north and stayed late. Will dug her gloved hands into the pockets of her coat and made her way through the port capital, mindful to avoid brushing against the shoulders of passers-by. She did not want to add another face to her list of kills. Even the smell was different, moldy and musty, like old coats in an attic where nothing had stirred for years. Around her, there were carriages offering rides to neighboring towns, but Will left the cobbles behind and made her way into the woods. If she wanted to reach the castle without arousing suspicion, there was no way but to walk. After a week at sea, now that she was on land, the anxiety began to seize her. The king might make good on his promise to kill her if he saw her again. After the attack he'd waged on the Southern Isles, it was clear his ruthlessness had exceeded her expectations.